Requested music right here on the Willie Mo Jr. Show. Family, you know what? Everybody is getting their life together in terms of health. I know I've been getting my life together. Shout out to my beautiful wife. She got me on Beachbody. Feel like I'm just eating grass and drinking shakes. That's all I'm doing right now. And so I wanted to bring in a sister that you probably know as a boxer, right? And she's the daughter of Muhammad Ali, Layla Ali, but she got a cookbook going on. It's going to change my diet. Come on, somebody. How you doing, Miss Ali?
I'm doing wonderful. So your wife has got you right, huh? That's my kind of girl. I like that.
Ooh, we doing this Beachbody shift shop thing with the shake and eating grass. That seems like that's all we doing. I need this cookbook, Layla. We need help.
You sound so bad. That is funny. But yes, this is a thing. This is a thing. We all always are, well, we should be anyway, striving to be in our best health, right? And everybody goes about that a different way. You know, me being an athlete, you know, I know what it takes to be at my best. And I learned that through food, right? That the food is your nutrition. And I think your wife knows that as well. But I've been cooking, actually. This isn't new. I've been cooking since I was about 9 or 10 years old.
Wow.
And I've been perfecting. Yeah, exactly. I was cooking before I was boxing, but people just didn't know that. And, you know, I have 2 children. I have a 6-year-old, a 9-year-old, a husband of my own. I cook dinner on a regular basis, 5-6 days out of the week. And, you know, I take it very seriously. So, yes, I love that I'm able to make foods that we love, that are comforting, that taste great, soul food and all that, but cook it in a healthier way so you don't feel like you have to eat grass and just drink shakes. Although I do shakes on a regular basis. Like, my breakfast is a shake.
Oh,
for sure.
That's good stuff. So we're doing Shakeology, and we've been eating, like, a lot of salads. And so she decided, you know, well, let's try to take the meat out of our diet for a few weeks, and let's see how that works. So do you have anything that has any type of flavor? Because I just feel like I'm eating cardboard at this point in my life, just cardboard all by itself.
That is so funny. Yeah, everything that I cook has flavor, because I always say the nutrition is king, but flavor is queen. They go together. Okay,
that's good. That sounds
so
good.
The thing is that you got to learn to, you know, make meals that have flavor through, you know, the herbs and the onions and the garlic and things like that. And if you're not eating meat right now, but, you know, even if you're not eating meat, it's all about seasoning up the food a certain way. And I like to use organic, non-GMO ingredients. And that's what really is where the health comes from, is the quality of the ingredients and the preparation. How are you doing on not eating meat? How are you feeling right now?
You know what,
initially, adjusted to it?
No, with these workouts, I won't lie, I got a little lightheaded. And so she said, go ahead and eat a little fish. And then she got some lentils, and that was pretty good. You know, the thing is that she cooks the regular food for my children. And then we have then we eating grass and shakes. And so how do you get your kids to move into this whole organic, you know, area of life and kind of eating healthier as well? Because my kids still like chicken legs. Let's be clear.
Right, right. And you know what? The thing is that, you know, like I said, there's so many different food theories out there. And I have a lot of information in my book. And I actually talk about that and address that, you know, I am not one that's going to be like, you have to be vegan, you have to be vegetarian. You can choose what you want to be. And I have recipes for everybody. But I love meat, but at the same time, I get farm-raised, organic, grass-fed, high-quality meat, because the commercially farmed meat is what's the problem, because they're shooting up the meat with antibiotics, and then the cows are grazing, you know, on a pest. I don't even need to get into it. So I can understand why. So I have those recipes for that, and like I said, it really comes down to the quality. But my kids, that's all they know. They go to the farmer's market with me. They see where food comes from. We have a herb garden in our yard, so they pick herbs with me. They see, like, okay, food doesn't necessarily come out of a package or come out of a can or come from a drive-through. So that's the first thing, is kind of them relearning, because right now we're living in a time where, especially our people of color, have heart disease and diabetes and obesity and things like that come a lot of times directly from the food that we eat and from our lifestyle choices. So I think it's great that you're doing a detox right now, because that's what it sounds like is what you're doing, because we have all these toxins in our bodies all the time, and we all should be doing them so many times a year to constantly be cleansing yourself. But you're not going to be able to eat like that forever. So when you do start eating again, you know, you start, you know,
when I get off the grass, when I get back off the grass and the shake and the almonds.
Yes, I would know. But the thing is, I incorporate those things into my life on a regular basis, but I also have food. So, for example, I might have a snack of some almonds or, you know, some green apple or some nut butter or something like that, because I just like to eat healthy. Yeah. But then at the same time, I'm still going to have, you know, the other foods that I like as well. So it's really about balance, you know, and thinking, anyone who's listening, right, I would think, what can I add to my life that's healthy for me, opposed to thinking what you have to take away, because that's an overwhelming thought. And a lot of people try to do too much and then they fail. So think, like, you're not eating anything fresh and healthy now, say, I'm going to eat a salad before every meal, and still eat what you're eating now and wean yourself off. And, you know, you'll be inspired to start making more healthier changes along the way.
Indeed. The voice that you're hearing is my sister, Layla Ali, the daughter of Muhammad Ali. She has a new television show, Homemade Simple with Layla Ali. Of course, she is a family woman. You know what's funny? I remember watching you, and I was like, oh, my God, in the most non-sexual harassment 7 years later type of way. I was like, she is so beautiful. Like this woman is amazing. Look at her. I told my wife, look at her, look at her. And then I found out that your daddy did not want you to box. And
no,
so,
he didn't.
And I said, I wouldn't have wanted my daughter to box either, but did he ever, like, say that it was okay? Did he ever feel comfortable with you boxing?
He tried to talk me out of it initially, indirectly, because he knew that I'm that child. It's like, you don't tell me not to do something because I'm going to do it anyway, right? I'm like, I'm just like him.
Right.
So he basically was like, what you going to do if you get knocked down? What you going to do if you get knocked out? There's going to be so much attention on you. Then it got to where where he was like, it's not a woman's sport. It's a man's sport. It's too hard. And I totally understood that I'm his baby girl. He didn't want to see me get hurt. He didn't want to see me in no grimy gym training and boxing guys. I mean, all I boxed with was men.
Wow.
So, yeah, he wasn't really feeling that, but he could not deny, of course, when I get in there, I start knocking people out, winning undefeated world championship titles. He was like, man, he finally came back to me and said, you know what, I was wrong. You can fight. Women can fight, and you're great, and I see a lot of similarities in our styles. So, of course, that was amazing, and he did support me, but of course, I wouldn't want my daughter to do it. You know, I would say the same thing to her. So, you know, but as you know, our kids don't belong to us. They come through us.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with mine. So hopefully I don't get the payback the way what I did to my parents.
It's like, mama, you know what I want to do? What? Soccer? No. Boxing. Let me just tell you that.
Yeah.
You know, I love the fact that you were able to develop your own identity, because many times when we see children who have larger-than-life parents, is oftentimes it's hard for them to find their identity. Like, what's one of the bigger memories that you have of you and your father that you can just think of right now?
Well, my father just loved people, you know, and my father, and we talk about your own identity. My dad is a global icon, loved all around the world. I mean, you go to any country in the world and they know and love Muhammad Ali. There's not many people you can say that about. Forget just being an athlete, just as a man, right?
Yeah.
So now that I said that, I remember how much my father loved people, regardless of how famous he was. He used to always remind us, like, I'm just like anybody else, you know, and he would say that to us. But then to see him, you know, we'd be riding down the street in a Rolls Royce. We just left a, you know, 14,000 square foot mansion where we lived, right? But he would ride us down the street and then pull over and give money to people who were homeless, and always go out of his way to make the people who thought that he wasn't paying any attention, like the janitors and the waiters and things like that, he would always take the time to look them in their eyes, speak to them, and make them feel special. Like, wow, Muhammad Ali spoke to me. And he loved doing that. He's like, you know, they thought I wasn't going to say anything to them. You know, people usually never pay any attention to them. You know how it is. People look down upon people that don't have as much as them, think they're too good to speak. My dad always took the time to extend a warm hello and make people feel special. And that was amazing for me to see. And that's the example that I have. So, you know, he really shaped my view of how famous people should act. You know, a lot of them disappoint me now because, you know, I'm comparing them to my father.
Right.
But, you know, that's what I remember. He was a giving, loving person.
Wow. Layla Ali. You know, the thing is that I always respect everybody's metaphysical orientation. You know, your father was Muslim, but you decided not to be Muslim. How did he take that?
He didn't take it well. I mean, it sounds like you know a lot about my dad, because you know a lot about me, so I know you know a lot about him. But he, you know, that was at the young age of maybe 8, and from memory I'm going, that I was just like, I don't want to do that, you know. And he was like, you don't know enough about it, you know. I said, but I know I feel what I feel in my heart. So, you know, there wasn't really much he could say. And then I was really consistent with that, you know, and it's kind of been that way ever since. And then he got to a point where, you know, he would kind of have judged the way that I dressed or think then the way I was living my life, and I'd have to remind him, wait, hold up, remember, this is my life, you know, we're not the same, you know, I pay my bills, you know, so, right. You know, but he respected me like I respect him, yeah. And he knows that I do have a relationship with God. Obviously, I knew right from wrong, and I'm a good person, so he eventually got over that, you know, yeah. And I decided that I didn't want to be Muslim, yeah, he got over it.
Listen, Layla, you are amazing. It is always an honor to hang out with great people. Like, I've never, like, met you personally, but, you know, you just feel the energy. Like, I would see you on television and just how kind you were to people, and it just felt like every opportunity was an opportunity. Not like, oh, well, I'm just supposed to be here, so it is what it is. It's like, nope, every opportunity, I take it serious, and I thank God for it, and I appreciate that. Family, let's do this. I want us to support everything that she's doing. New cookbook, Food for Life, is available now, and let's make sure that we check out her show on the OWN Network, Saturdays, 9 Eastern, 8 Central. It's called Homemade Simple with Layla Ali, and I know that you're on your health kick right now, but let's add some flavor to it. She's going to help us with that, and also help your children eat some of this healthy stuff too. Layla, last thing I want to tell you this. I've been in the Whole Foods store, and I've never spent so much time looking at labels in my life. And I told my wife, I said, it's so funny that we spend more time in clothing stores looking at sizes than us thinking about the back. Like, we never looked at the back and looked at all the things that was in it until we got on this really, this health journey. My wife has lost 26 pounds, and I'm back to my college weight when I was running track at Ole Miss, and it's just amazing. Now, of course, I'd say it's still grass and shakes, but I'm enjoying the results. These little skinny jeans, I'm shopping at Baby Gap again, so it's a good thing, Layla, so I appreciate you.
Well, listen, I think that's amazing. That makes me so happy to hear, and I'm glad you have this platform to inspire others. And this is just one phase. You're going to get back to, you know, use my cookbook so that when you do transition back to eating, you know, food more so than the shakes and the grass, as you call it, you know, you want to make sure that you ease back into it. And trust me, you can eat so much more food, and it's so much more filling when you're eating food that has nutrition, because it has the things in it that God put on this earth that are supposed to fuel our body, not the chemicals that are man-made in a factory somewhere that your body cannot process. So, yes, educate the people. You got to look at the labels, and if you see a bunch of words that you don't understand, that's not food, people. Put it down, okay? So, and I just want to say before I go, I also have a podcast. It's called Layla Ali Lifestyle.
Okay.
It's on Podcast One. And if anyone doesn't know what a podcast is, it's kind of like radio, except it's recorded. You can listen to, you know, what I have to say. But I also talk about health, fitness, wellness, parenting, all these things to try to encourage people to live their best life possible. So they can also check me out there.
That's good stuff. So, Layla, I'm going to do that. And if you don't mind, I want you to check out our journey. I'm at Willie Moore Jr. Live, Willie Moore, J-R-L-I-V-E, on Instagram. I just posted a picture of myself and my wife and our journey, and thousands of people like, I want to be a part of it. So I got to
make
sure.
I love it.
I got to make sure that I post your book, too, because we're going to get it. And hopefully, you know, with this new healthy lifestyle, we can really get some stuff that don't taste like cardboard.
And I'm going to have my people get in touch with your people, and I want you to do some giveaways. I'll give you a few books to give out to your listeners, for sure. And I'm going to check you out. I'm going to follow you, and I'm going to post a comment so that you know that I'm watching you. So thank you. Thank you so much, and I wish you guys all the best. I love your wife. I love what she's doing. All the women got to take charge and make sure we take care of the children and the husbands, y'all. We got to be the one to lead the charge. Love it.
Indeed. Thank you so much. It's an honor.
All right.
All right. Have a blessed one.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.